More than 20,000 people in Ventura County are receiving notices they need to get new vaccinations because the ones they received from some county medical facilities may have been ineffective.
We have a number of clinics that span 9 cities within Ventura County. We courier vaccines from our Ventura County Medical Center pharmacy to those clinic sites and want to assure that they remain viable and effective during transport. They were not getting too warm. During a process improvement effort, we changed the packaging process to assure that the medications were kept in a cool environment during transport. The boxes were getting below recommended temperature per the manufacturers.
Dr. Michelle Laba is Ambulatory Care Medical Director for Primary Care Services at the Ventura County Medical Center. Dr. Laba says the issue has to do with vaccinations given between October of 2017 and November of 2018.
To give you some examples of vaccines that were affected, influenza vaccine, hepatitis B vaccine, polio vaccine, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis vaccines.
The county offers more than 24 types of vaccinations. Dr. Laba says most were unaffected by the issue.
The vaccines that were not affected were the vaccines that typically are meant to be colder or frozen. That would be the varicella vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, the pneumovax vaccine, which is a vaccine to prevent pneumococcal infection in immune-compromised and elderly patients, and the rotavirus vaccine, which is a vaccine that prevents a particular kind of diarrheal illness. So those were not affected.
The doctor explains how the issue was detected.
In the pharmacy, they used a temperature probe and checked the temperature of the vaccines. So what they were doing was using a styrofoam containers that were insulated with cold packs, and then bubble wrapping the vaccines themselves to insulate them from the cold packs. During a check with the temperature probe, learned that the temperature was, rather than being higher than we wanted it to, was going the opposite direction, becoming lower than we wanted it to.
Letters have been going out in the mail this week to the roughly 23,000 impacted patients. Officials emphasized that no health issues have been linked to the vaccination concerns.
In an abundance of caution, we recommend that those affected individuals be revaccinated to assure that they have the highest level of immunity to those types of infections that would have been prevented with the vaccine.
Dr. Laba says the call for revaccinations is basically insurance.
We've set up alerts for any of the patients who are part of this distribution of vaccines such that when we enter into the electronic health record, there will be an alert that will notify the providers and the staff alike in the clinics and the hospital, the emergency department, that this was a patient who was potentially impacted by the vaccine. We also have resources for them to refer to by way of the hotline, as well as a website that they can look at as well that would provide frequently asked questions.
Again, there are no known instances of illness coming from the vaccine issue. You can find the hotline number and a link to the information on the web by going to our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.